Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we discussed two of the three chambers in the northern part of the Ezras Yisrael. We discussed the Lishkas Kohen Gadol with all of its names and history, and we discussed the Lishkas HaGola or the Lishkas HaGula. Today, we will discuss the third chamber in the northern part of the Ezras Yisrael, the Lishkas HaGazis, the chamber of the cut stone or the chamber of the carved stone. I sent a diagram together with today's FMM to help visualize some of the things we're learning about. So it's called the Lishkas HaGazis because the stones on the floor in that chamber are gazis. They're carved. They're sculpted. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph says the chamber is built like a large basilica, and it is the place where the Sanhedrin HaGadola, the great Sanhedrin of 71 Dayanim, the Torah's Supreme Court, so to speak, this is where they sit and this is where they deliberate. The Tosfos Yom Tov, Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller, who died in 1654, says that's the reason why this chamber has carved stones. Lichvodam Shela Sanhedrin, to give honor, to give respect for the great Sanhedrin that sits there. Now it's important to point out, however, the halacha is that no one other than kings from David HaMelech's lineage is allowed to sit in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Even members of the Sanhedrin are not allowed to sit in the Azara. So how did the Sanhedrin sit in the Lishkas HaGazis, and how did they deliberate while they were sitting? The answer is the Lishkas HaGazis is built in such a way that half of the Lishkas HaGazis is built in the Azara, in the northern part of the Ezras Yisrael, and half of the Lishkas HaGazis is built outside of the Azara. So the Sanhedrin sit in the part of the Lishkas HaGazis that is outside of the Azara. Another function that the Lishkas HaGazis has is that this is the place where many of the lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash take place. In the FMM series about a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash, in FMM number 4 of that series, we spoke about the lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash that take place every morning and every afternoon to determine which Kohanim will take part in various avodos of the day. If you're interested in hearing that FMM or any FMM, please WhatsApp me privately. Anyway, those lotteries take place in the Lishkas HaGazis. And I said a moment ago that the Lishkas HaGazis is built half in the Azara and half out of the Azara. So the Sanhedrin sit in the part of the Lishkas HaGazis that's outside of the Azara, but the lotteries take place with the Kohanim in the half that is inside of the Azara. So that is the Lishkas HaGazis, the third and final chamber in the north side of the Ezras Yisrael. Before we move into the Ezras Kohanim, closer to the Mizbeach, closer to the Beis HaMikdash, there was one more thing to explore in the Ezras Yisrael. In FMM number 8 of this series, when we first started learning about the Ezras Yisrael, we discussed the demarcation line between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. We learned that the Mishnah in Maseches Midos, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, quotes one opinion who says there are Rashei Pispasin, beams, sticking out of the wall or out of the ground that indicate where the Ezras Yisrael ends and where the Ezras Kohanim begins. And we learned that there's another opinion in the Mishnah which says that there's a stair, a one amma high stair, that is the differentiation point between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. That same Mishnah in Maseches Midos says there is a duchan, a platform with three steps at this border between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. And on this duchan, on this platform, this is where the Levi'im sing their Shira and where they play their instruments when Korbanos are brought every day when the Korban Tamid is brought. In FMM number 7 of this series, we learned about the 15 rounded steps in the Ezras Nashim that head up to Shar Nicanor. It's on those steps that the Levim stand and sing and play musical instruments during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But as we mentioned in that FMM, that is not where the Levim sing and play during the rest of the year during the Avoda. During the rest of the year, the Levim play and sing on the Duchan at the edge of the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. And in FMM number 9 of this series, we learned about the chambers under the Ezras Yisrael where the Levi'im store their harps, their lyres, their cymbals, and all their other musical instruments. We learned that you get to these chambers from the Ezras Nashim. And now that we've learned about the Duchan, we can see that the chambers storing the musical instruments are right under the Duchan. When it's time for the Levim to get ready to sing and to play, they get their instruments under the Ezras Yisrael, and then they come back upstairs to the Duchan, and they begin playing. So today we learned about the Lishkas HaGazis, and we learned about the Duchan, where the Levim sing and play instruments during the Korban Tamid. In the next FMM, God willing, we will go into the Ezras Kohanim as we get closer and closer to the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amitzah Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.